Would you all please pray with me? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. It was 5 or 6 years ago, a cold, damp Maundy Thursday. My colleague, Reverend Becky, and I had made soups. Yes, I actually made a soup. It was chicken noodle. Don't be too impressed. We had purchased fresh bread, and we sat together with the unhoused community in Waltham. As we ate this simple meal, which was so good because the bread was fresh, not that day-old stuff they usually give to the soup kitchens and other places that feed people who are experiencing homelessness. But the meal was so good because the bread was so fresh and the company was wonderful. And then after we ate, we gathered in the back choir room of the church where we were. Now this room, 3 of the 4 walls had dark wood paneling. The other wall had windows on it that between the glass panes were filled with lead, as if it were a stained glass window, but it wasn't. It was just clear glass so the sunlight could get through. But there was no sunlight this damp, cold March day. We sat there and we thought about Jesus' Last Supper and about him washing the feet of his disciples. Becky and I had set up foot washing stations and we were prepared to wash the feet of our community. I was excited about it. Feet which traveled miles every day, carrying a heavy load. A load of emotional pain and worry. The load of addiction and substance misuse. The load of shame and guilt. And the literal load of everyone's belongings, either on their back or in a plastic bag. These feet carried many dreams and also hit many stumbling rocks along the way. These feet traveling in shoes that were so worn and beat up, it's no wonder our community's souls just ached. So as I prepared to wash the feet of people in our community, the plastic basin sitting next to me, the towels all prepared, the pitchers full of water, Hector came over to me. He said, "I wash your feet." And he motioned for me to sit down in the hard wooden chair. Now, Hector, you see, he was a Hispanic immigrant, and I'm ashamed to say I don't remember where he was from. But Hector's English was a little broken because of being an immigrant. And he was often intoxicated. His disease had started to impact his liver, so he was looking a little jaundiced under his scraggly beard. And yet Hector was sober enough to know he needed to participate in this ritual. Now, he didn't just participate and receive, as his position in society dictated that he should do. But instead, he understood the message of Jesus. He humbly offered to cleanse my feet. As I sat in that hard wooden chair, Hector poured the water ever so gently over my feet. And with his calloused, rough hands, he took the towel and wrapped it around my feet to dry them off ever so slightly. The tables were turned. Hector ministered to me that day. It was the feeling of connectedness between us that I have never felt before, a unique feeling that was different than all other encounters. This connection could only be the living Christ. Yogi Bhajan says, "If you can't see God in all, you can't see God at all." Seeing the goodness in people is easy, but feeling that connectedness, that love of the living Christ, is all at a deeper level. Jesus says, "By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another." The love of Jesus, the love that he's speaking of, is not an easy love. It's not the when everything's going right kind of love, or the just falling in love love, or that love that's easy to give other people's family because you don't actually have to deal with them, that kind of love. Nah, Jesus is speaking of the hard stuff, the missing the point and being too eager love. The even though you will betray me three times kind of love. The understanding that even though you're not confident enough or knowing what to say to speak up kind of love. The I forgive you for crucifying me kind of love. It is the love for one another because, like Jesus, you too came from God and will return from God. Hector didn't just embody Jesus and Jesus' love that day. Hector was the living Christ. Booze, breath, haven't showered in days, stinky, beautiful, living Christ. When we humble ourselves, when we let go of our hesitations and fears, when we are open to not only seeing God in others, but also feeling and offering the love of God in and to others, that's when the living Christ is known. Jesus had prepared a room, had prepared the table and the space. Jesus was there, and Jesus is here, waiting and welcoming you. Thanks be to God. Amen.